Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perception. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Dady, 644478 at keen.com for readings. The call-in number for this show is 563-999-3507. We welcome your calls. So I'm going to begin today with our little health tip for the month. It's taken from Bottom Line Health Publications, Common Cures for Everyday Ailments. An easy acupressure and a histamine, and it helps because I've been doing it and less runny nose, less problems. So it's an acupressure stimulus called Qi in Asian medicine and the body's healing energy to relieve itching, swelling, and other hay fever symptoms. You take the thumb and the forefinger of your right hand and press into the meaty part of your left hand between your thumb and forefinger and apply pressure for 1 minute, pushing towards bones of the hand, and then repeat the process on the other hand. And I have to say, you know, I've been doing this and it worked for me. So good luck with that. Our cosmic weather today, Mercury direct heightens perception, instincts, and sharp mind. May 17th is the luckiest day cosmically on the calendar. Mars and Saturn, this influence is offering success. And the new moon in Capricorn last night, some correction is needed. So there's something that we need to correct. We need to pay attention to that. Venus gives us comfort, and Pluto is adding to our intuition. So intuition is very sharp right now, and that's good. Okay, so we should have good readings today. Okay, God wants to ground us. We are in the process of stand fast connection with Jesus. Father God wants us to be in a place that we don't panic at what's happening. So obviously there's going to be things happening this year that we need to stand close to the Lord to deal with. The system of our world gives no hope in this time of darkness. Our hope is in Jesus. Isaiah 9, verse 6, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We've been struggling with closed doors, buy electrical cars, do away with propane and gas. So, you know, all of these things are disturbing to some people. And the news is very hostile to Jesus right now. We need to transition that thinking and focus on the promises of God. 2024 for believers will witness the glory of God, and Jesus is soon. He is preparing his journey. There are already strong indications of force changes. We need to be close and attached to God this year. So I'm going to do personal years, which means that you add up all the numbers of your birth date, and it'll come out like an example. Say it came out 33, your number would be 6. That's the number I need, and or you can ask a question. It's up to you. So I'm going to begin with taking calls here. Here we go. Hello.
Hi. Daisy, it's Alexandra.
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
I'm good.
So I'm, you know, struggling a bit. I ended a relationship with someone I was seeing. And it's confusing. It's confusing. He said he cared about me, and I was number one in his life, but he didn't show me that, so I had to walk away.
Yeah. So what is your question today?
I just want some closure. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he wanted me to break up with him. He didn't give me a gift over the holidays.
Okay.
He really, really hurt. Yeah, I've always been so generous with him and his son, so it was like a slap in the face.
Yeah. What's his first name?
John Carlos.
Just first name. Okay.
John Paul, yeah, that's his first name.
All right. Right now he is backing off. He backed off over the holidays. He's trying to get in control he's got some things that he needs fortitude for and make major effort about. And he feels like he doesn't want to rush into any decisions. It seems to be having trouble. And this is over career, over his money and emotions. And he's trying he's trying to be mature about everything. And because he's unraveled here, he's not thinking about being in a relationship. So, but I see that changing this month. I see that changing. There's quite a bit of focus on relationship this year. And I see another opportunity with him. So I would just, back off. And he seems to be under some sort of stress, and it's coming up this time around family. So the first one came up around his money, and the second one came up around family. So he's up behind it here. Yeah. So but I show a quick change.
Yeah, he won't even talk to me now, so I will back off.
Yeah, just back off and just go on with with your life and know that there will be another opportunity. Now, a lot of times in readings, our timing is off, and everybody gives up, but that's not the issue here. It just comes up too many times that he's going to come back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you hang in there and get yourself ready for this, it's beauty time. Take good care of yourself. Get yourself ready for this, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Well, you know my number, but if you don't want to do that, whatever you see and want to tell me is perfect.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I do know your number. I think we talked about that, didn't we?
Yes, we have.
That's what I thought. Okay. So we don't need to cover that again. And let's just see what's coming up here.
Okay.
First card is good news. I mean, and it's time because you've been through quite a mental struggle, not just mental, but physical as well, struggle, and it's still in your present line. And sometimes it makes you feel defeated. You feel like throwing in a towel, and then you come around.
Yeah,
and I want to say that that's normal. That is a normal process. I think it's hard to be positive when you're in pain, and it's just a normal process. But jump in to something spiritual to change the scene. We have an 8-year this year, and in our world, and that represents change, but it also represents money issues, and so there's good news on that, and it shows that having this money frees you up or enables you to be able to release some burdens and be able to buy some things for yourself that would help you. And sometimes you feel like it's a judgment on you. God does not operate in health issues. It's not from him, okay? It's either from self-abuse or from the evil one. So we have to balance that ourselves. And it says that you need a little bit of patience. It's hard because some of the stuff you dealt with is not good. But, well, we have a happy ending here.
Well, that's good.
So something's got to make you happy this year. And it looks like not just the money, but being able to interact with your family, being able to do things for them because they've been doing things for you, and it just makes you happy.
Okay. That is wonderful news.
Yeah.
I thank you so much.
Well, good.
And you just have a blessed weekend. Thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for participating. We appreciate that. God bless.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 13, he knows where we dwell, where Satan's throne is. In 1 John 5:19, John says the whole world lives under the power of the evil one. So we are surrounded here. We need to pray to stick together in 2024, and we have an election and lots of changes coming, and sometimes change makes people anxious. So we need to stick with our spiritual side, and we need to get together, like on these shows, and daily devotionals and positive affirmations. Those things are all well needed this year. You know, like I said, an 8-year has a lot to do with change in money, so we're looking at that. Okay, let's take another call here.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing? I got your email today,
better, girl.
I got to tell you, I got your email about that Cash App or whatever it was, or Facebook or wherever it came from, and you don't want to acknowledge those because those are a trap.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
so,
anything that has to do with money, you do not want to click on it, because they want you to click on it because then they get your information. So if you clicked on it, it's already done. But, I mean, I would suggest strongly you change your password if you do have a Cash App. And so anything that's connected with
Cash
on Facebook, well, good, because anything that has to deal with money on Facebook, they snatch that right out of the air now.
Okay.
So,
and
I
thank you for this information, and the people that are listening, pay attention to this. This is really good. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah,
and
I'm
going to
email you a site that you can put this little dongle in your computer, and it will block anyone trying to get your information. I've got the website. I'm getting another one of those things for my phone, but they're not that expensive. But it's just like a little dongle. You put it on, and it freezes every kind of password that's on your stuff, you know, to where they can't get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyhow, it's some kind of new AI technology thing or something like that. But anyway, so how are you?
I'm doing good. I've just been through a lot with my granddaughter being sick, and Selena was down a couple of times, and it's just been my car's in the garage. One thing after another. Yeah,
$1,100. I just paid off the state of California $4,000.
Wow.
And I'm happy they're out of my life. They better be out of my life. I'm tired of paying them money. I've been paying them for 7 years, and it just kept getting larger and larger. I'm like, I, you guys are swallowing me here. So I made a phone call, and I said, look, I'm going to send, I borrowed this money that's supposed to be fixing my car with, but I'm going to send this money to you guys to get you off my back. And I said, I don't want to hear from you guys ever again. And the lady was like, oh, well, you won't. You know, like, no, I mean it. I'm tired of it. You know, you guys creep up on me every couple of years. And you say, oh, you need to pay this. I'm like, for what? I don't owe you anything. And I'm just like, I'm done with you. And so, you know, they charged me for when my mom died.
They
charged me $200-something just because my mother died. Because I was having to take her out of state.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you guys are kidding me. It's ridiculous what California does. But anyway.
Oh, I know. I know. You know, I've been looking at some of the proposals. They're not good. Well, good. I'm glad you're about a month or back. But what can I do for you today?
Well, yesterday I got contacted by Miriam, and she's putting me in for this auditing position with this hospital in Tennessee. And it's a big hospital, well-known hospital. And they have helicopters that's got operating rooms inside of them. How cool is that? And so,
no, boy.
I wouldn't want to be operated on at 20,000 or 30,000 feet because of turbulence, but, you know, they do. They have that capability there, you know. Lord have mercy, you're having a baby in one of those things. So, but anyway, and so I talked with the recruiter for the hospital, and apparently she likes me, so I guess she's going to smooth me on over to the real people that does the hiring. So I just kind of wonder if you can take a look and see if maybe I might have a shot at this job.
Okay.
It's a remote position.
Yeah, and it looks strong. I mean, it looks like it will strengthen you financially, and I've got good news on it. So I think that's coming up, and I do see an issue with you, even though you paid all this money to California, starting to really get everything intact financially. So
that'll
there is another position that's going to, you know, help you to do that, and that's going to make you happy. And it's just going to be a good year for you financially. It's like you're getting stuff off your back. You're getting debt free, and you're going to feel good about that.
Yeah, and so that'll be good. But you know, the thing
I don't want to go in debt for nothing.
I didn't go in debt in the first place. It's just California. They find any little old crumb, and they try to take the whole dang cake. And they took the cake, steak, and everything off me. And so I was I fought the IRS like 15 years.
They're charging people to leave the state now.
Oh, I know.
They're charging people to leave the state. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they started doing that years ago. And so, but anyhow, I fought the IRS for 15 years and won. I didn't want to fight the state of California another 15 years. I fought them for 7, and I finally got tired of it.
Yeah.
And I just, like I told that lady today, I said, I do not want to see anything from California ever again. And if I do, I'm going to hire a team of attorneys, and I'm going to come after you then. And I'm not going to stop until you pay me double back, or maybe even triple back.
Well, they'll probably behave themselves now.
They're going to have to, because this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I'm hoping... But I am really kind of hoping that the job that I'm at right now, I do like it there, and I'm hoping that they will offer me, a permanent position. I was wondering, before I let you go, if you can take a quick look and see if that might be something, too.
Well, that's what your last card said, but I will take a quick look. That this is going to be a good year for you financially.
Right,
around
the
work,
job
you're
going to
catch
now.
Up.
Right, but this is the job I'm at now.
Yeah, they've actually been thinking about that.
Okay. Because I did this one record. It was the biggest record that anyone that I know of in this business has ever heard of. It was $9.1 million.
Yeah.
And this guy, poor guy, he got burned up because his water heater blew up in his trailer, and he couldn't get out but only one way. And it looked like to me from the burns, he had one hand on his crotch on his junk and one hand out in front of him trying to figure out where the hole in the door was to get out, and because that was the only part in his body that didn't get hurt. Poor guy, you know.
Yeah, that's something. Okay.
$1 million. I worked on that record. I think they were surprised I grabbed it. And then after I did, I went, oh, crap, this is a lot of work. But I'm hoping that, you know, they didn't have to do too much to it to get it to go ahead and get billed. And so can I ask one more time if you could look and see if they were happy with what I did on that record?
They seem to be happy with your work, period. But, yes, they were amazed at that one. And I see that you have a strong position with them. So I'm going to say that I think your finances look better this year. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
When are you going to come back on Kane sometime?
Pardon?
When are you going to come back on Kane sometime?
Oh, I should be able to come back here soon now that I've gotten everybody situated. My granddaughter is 14 years old, and she has to go on hospital study. She's been very sick.
Wow.
And she's been up and down with her. Yeah, and they're keeping her out of school until spring. So it's a mess.
Wow.
But
we
got it situated. Mom is going to take care of that. All right, so I will talk
good.
To you soon.
All right. Okay. All right, bye.
Bye. Okay. Hi. Hello.
Hi. Can you, Daisy, can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, there you are. I had my other speaker on. How are you, Vicki?
I'm good.
Okay. Let's see. I got a couple things, but the first is my this bankruptcy. They're really trying to make this payment really high, and I'm just annoyed with them. And I guess for me, I'm wondering if this payment will get lowered from what they're trying to charge me. It's ridiculous. The country, you know, millionaires can go do anything, but us common folk, we get penalized for everything.
I know. It's amazing. We are told that if we did those things, we'd be under the jail. Okay, so it's a bit of a battle. It's a bit of a battle. I'm not going to say that it's an easy, but it will change, and you have to hang in there and expect to be able to set this back, but it shows that you will get control over it, and it's just a bit of a battle, but stay in the battle. don't get discouraged with it, you know.
I'm about to.
They're trained to get their way, and they're trained to, drag up every little thing they can to get as much money as they can. But I show you it eventually winning out here, okay?
Okay. And can you look at the job? I'm at a point where I'm thinking about moving forward, but, part of me, I'm burnt out from this job. Going on 7 years, and But I don't know if I should look internally or outside.
Okay. Yeah, the first card shows the burnout thing, which that, you know, that you just have kind of had it. You know, you've lost your,
Oh, yeah.
Look inside and outside, but I think something inside will come up.
Hmm. Okay. You know, my wish, and I know this sounds crazy.
No, they're happy
away.
With your work when you do it, but you just don't have the you know, motivation for it anymore. It's
I don't,
you know, like
it's
a grudge.
It's a drudge, and it's a, you know, I'm tired of being told I'm the highest paid. I'm sick of it. Like, you've not given me a raise. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not appreciated. So,
well,
I
show another opportunity, and it looks like it could come up this month or next month at the most, and it looks like it has an increase in pay, and it also... It's an opportunity that you will, you know, get excited about and entertain it, you know. So it's a meaningful position for you. You're just burnt out where you're at. It's just all there is to it.
Tired.
Even think a vacation would help.
No, you're right. And I'm on vacation, and I'm dreading going back. You are so right on that. So, but yeah. But yeah, I just want to say one little thing to people that are listening, and I know you've talked about it because I came in a couple minutes late. But I implore people to really stay positive this year and really keep your eyes focused.
Yeah.
Don't get distracted. A lot of crazy stuff's gonna happen. Lot of crazy stuff. So people, just stand your ground. I personally believe we will not have an election this year. I know that sounds crazy, but it's going to get really crazy. So just buckle up. Know that it's all a big show. Don't fall for anything, and do not watch the news. That's all I can tell people.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Dave. We like contributions. We like to hear things that will help somebody, because that's what this is about. And we thank you for participating, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So she's right. A lot of things are coming up. This is why this program is designed to tell people to stay connected, you know. And we tend to think that thoughts are just thoughts. But thoughts that create fear are tied to an evil spirit. We need to reject them. We need to recognize God's spirit and stay connected. 2024 is an 8-year, which represents money and change. Change can make us anxious. There will be job layoffs, down economy, devalue the dollar. John 13:15, we are friends with Jesus, and he needs to be our best friend this year. 2 Chronicles 20:15-17, it is the Lord's battle. Remember that he will battle for us if we connect to him. So God is not going to make, you know, our flesh obey him. We need to take responsibility for our flesh and our emotions. And if our minds do not side with our spirit, then it will side with the body. We are not to be body ruled. 2024 is challenging, and to win is to be connected with God. I was set to highlight personal years, but that's okay too. Questions are just as good and cover most of the stuff we need anyway. So we need to learn to develop the art of intuitive listening. It is developed in devotional time. Devotional time is the time spent with God. We must learn to trust God. In our little trials, we will not be prepared for when the larger trials come. So we need to learn to trust him in the little ones and get ready for the big ones. There will be some big ones. So, the larger trials, there may be a few of those this year, but if you're connected, you're going to be fine. And unbelief will make us miserable this year. I mean, it makes you miserable all the time, but a little extra kick here. So we're either operating in belief or unbelief. There's no middle ground here. 1 John 5:4 says, God, our Creator, is with us in this world. We will overcome with his power. Scripture tells us of sufferings, and that sufferings are in this world, and God promises to help us overcome them. So there is some sufferings out there, and things are very confusing. like I said, that are going to go on with changes, but we need to be connected, make Jesus your best friend, and stay, you know, stay acknowledged and connected to the spiritual world. If we let the spirit rule, we'll be better off. The human side makes mistakes. So, you know, and sometimes we make mistakes in the spiritual way, misinterpretation. So if you're confused about something, seek counsel on it, you know, and get it to where you understand it completely. So we've had an eventful time over these last few years, and doesn't seem to be quite over yet. And but there's things that are going to come up, but there's also solutions that are going to settle things. So hang in there, and don't forget the radio shows. We'll be here for you, and we welcome your input. We welcome your calls. That's what this is about, and we're grateful that you're in our lives, and we thank you for everything. So that's it for this time, and I thank everyone that called, and I call upon you, Heavenly Father, and we are all joined right now in agreement in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch our lives this year, keep us strong and spiritual, keep us connected to you, and help us to realize what's best for us, in Jesus' name. So hang in there. I should be back on Keene here soon, probably next week after I get my car back. And so we ask that you, if you need me, give me a call, and I will notify you of the next radio show. God bless. Thank you. Bye.